Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hey, if you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Who does it?
Who does it? Who does it? Who does it?
Hey, Chad.
Who does it? Who
does it? From the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here now, John and Lance.
Jolks drives one deep to left field. Could be his first career grand slam, and it is. Corey Jolks, a career grand slam number one.
Ball hit pretty well by Tucker to left field. That sends Barshow back. He'll watch this one go. King Tuck says, don't forget about me. This ball to straightaway center field. Kiermaier will watch it. Speak of the flight deck, Air Jordan just landed in the flight deck.
He sure did. He crushed that ball. And the Astros win it big, 11-4. A couple of things about that. Number one, Corey Jolks. Corey Jolks with the grand slam in the first, broke it open, make it 6-0. Corey Jolks is on the All-Star ballot.
Dude, he turned on that ball, too.
He crushed it. Corey Jolks is, his OPS right now is under 700. Corey Jolks is not going to be an All-Star. But Mark Berman asked him about being on the ballot. And RJ's not in there. And RJ and Corey Jolks.
I think he's being asked something by somebody.
Oh, okay. And here's the All-Star ballot. He's on the DH ballot.
Okay.
You think he'll get in? Shohei Ohtani is on that ballot.
He's probably going to get more votes.
Do you think Corey Jolks is going to get more votes?
No, I think Shohei's going to get a few more votes. Shohei's going to be tough to beat.
Miguel Cabrera's on it. Miguel Cabrera is having the worst, maybe is the worst designated hitter in all of baseball. His bat is you want to talk about, oh my God.
Is it that bad?
Yeah, he's
Father Time would get
30 some million, and it's bad. It's real bad.
Look at all this bad money that's out there. Especially with pitchers.
You know, actually, you know, Byron Buxton, he's always hurt. Berger for the White Sox, he's got a 917 OPS.
Wow.
But his name's
Berger. Who is? I don't know.
Who knows? He's a big toe guy, mostly. Brandon Belt has got a 756 OPS.
Now,
Corey Jolks is under 700, his OPS, so I don't think he gets there.
That's going to be tough, and under 700.
He's
Shohei
under
700?
Yeah. Yeah. It's
he's not on base a ton.
No, he's
wow. Cabrera's 40 also, dude.
681 right now, Corey Jolks OPS. Here is a question.
Yeah, Miguel Cabrera has no home runs and is hitting 195. He is there a Abreu.
If you think Abreu is having, and now Miguel Cabrera's got,
of course, this is what Abreu is going to look like by the end of the contract, probably.
Ooh, God, what are you? What?
Well,
what,
look
what are
how
you
he
saying
looks now.
Stuff like that.
He's 36 now. He'll be 39. Cabrera's 40. Oh, I don't think that's a. I don't think that's a reach. That's probably likely.
I mean, that's the ugliest thing.
He doesn't hit home runs now.
That you've possibly ever said.
Look, Cabrera has no home runs. Abreu has one.
Let me see if you can, in order, name these guys and their OPS: Jake Meyers, Yordan Alvarez, Corey Jolks, Chaz McCormick, Jeremy Pena, Mauricio Dubon.
Sure.
Okay. Who's got the highest OPS?
Yordan.
That, my friend, would, yes, that would be correct.
Yes.
Yordan has the highest
He's
OPS
over 1,000 still.
Of the guys I mentioned.
Okay.
Actually, and you can throw Bregman in there. The highest OPS amongst all of those guys that I just said is Yiner Diaz.
You didn't say Yiner's name.
Yes, I did.
Oh, I didn't hear you say
that. Yeah, I said Jake Myers, Yiner Diaz, Corey Jones.
Oh, well, you snuck him in there.
Yeah.
And that just went up. Yiner just gained like 300 points.
So I want to know, Yiner Diaz in his last two games, 6-for-9, 3 doubles, and a home run.
Mm-hmm. Now, this is a guy who raked last year in minor leagues.
How do you take... Okay, what are the odds that he's in the lineup tonight?
0.
That's a fact, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So Maldonado caught Hunter Brown's first game. The next 5 were caught by Yiner.
Mm-hmm.
And then he went back to Maldonado.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, why? Okay, because Yiner knew Yiner, him from the minor.
By the way,
from the minor,
Yiner can throw.
Yiner can. Oh no! Yiner's got a rifle.
It's getting to the point now where like, okay, what's the argument here? It's got to be Yiner minimum 2 out of 5. And you almost feel like by the mid-season point, as much as you love Maldonado, it's got to be 3 out of 5.
Dusty's undying love for Maldonado, and it's so funny.
People had undying love for Brad Ausmus. It's something about catchers that there's a cerebral element. I think they bring more to the table than their stats.
Did you see that Verlander is trying to get him to go to the Mets next year?
No.
Yeah, Verlander's calling him saying, "Hey, you got to get over here." Yep.
Bye.
Yeah, no. But no. But Dusty's undying love for Maldonado is going to show through tonight.
That's why they call him
Machete. Who was the only person that could shut down Michael Jordan?
Dean Smith.
Who's the only person that can shut down Yiner Diaz?
Martin Maldonado.
No, Dusty Baker.
Oh, Dusty Baker.
Dusty Baker.
Yeah.
Dusty true. Baker is the only person that can shut down Yiner Diaz.
Listen, Yiner Diaz. I mean, yeah, it's a hot streak. He's not going to hit like
but,
this.
But forever. When you're hot like this, why would you take a bat like this the lineup?
No, that's true. That's true. In basketball, would you go away from the guy?
No.
If Derrick Henry's on a roll carrying the ball down the field on a drive, would you just say, let's start throwing the ball. Let's get it out of his hands.
Yeah,
never in any other sport.
Luka is hits 9 straight threes. Let's get him out of the game.
The other night, they kept going to Nikola Jokic, Jimmy Butler. Yeah, this is the only sport where you say where a guy gets, and it's actually the sport. It's not like this is the only. You see this all the time. Of course, I only really pay attention with Astros, but you see this with Astro managers who take a hot player over the years, and they just say, right now you're right. Until Diaz doesn't have a multi-hit game, he's staying in the lineup. Until he has a hitless game.
Oh, really?
In lineup.
Oh, really? Do you think that Dusty, I swear to God.
That's what it should be.
Dusty is not, he will not be in the lineup tonight.
What about DH?
Okay.
And what about first?
Well, no, Jose Abreu is playing first. There's no
Why?
Question. Because Yiner played
Sunday.
The other night there. You're not going to take him out.
He's out Sunday.
Yeah, right. I know. That's right. That's why he's not going to be out tonight.
Why not?
He just sat.
I'm
Sunday.
Sorry, did he play yesterday?
Yes, he played.
Get him some rest.
No, he doesn't need rest.
He's old.
He's not 90.
Get him rest.
He's not 90.
Get him rest. Maybe, has anyone thought about the fact that maybe Abreu's playing too much and should rest more and he'll be better? Yiner Diaz, first base. First base, DH, or catcher.
Well,
Diaz is going to be in the lineup. I'm going to predict he'll be in the lineup.
Yeah,
may not be catching.
Well, okay, so you're going to pull the guy that hit the Grand Slam then? Corey Jokes? Yeah, let's pull him
out. What are you going to do?
Here's the order. I gave you. Yordan is leading the team in OPS. Then it's Jose Altuve. Then it's Kyle Tucker. Yiner Diaz is fourth. Then it's Chaz. Then it's Jake Myers. Then it's Alex Bregman, Jeremy Pena, Mauricio Dubon, Corey Jokes. And then it's Martin Maldonado.
Okay.
And then Jose Abreu. Jose Abreu has moved up.
God, he's below.
Well, he's just above David Hensley.
He's below.
Whose OPS is 403.
He's below Maldonado?
Below Maldonado. Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah. That's how awful that is. But here's the deal. How you can possibly take him out of the lineup? I'm almost certain though. Yiner Diaz will not be starting for them tonight.
I think he will. I think he will. But I don't think it's going to be catcher.
Well, here's the deal too. Okay, Yordan's going to play left. Now, who do you play? Jake is red hot too. He was 4-for-5 last night.
I know.
How
but
do you get Chaz in there?
Then what are you going to do about? Then what are you doing about? Are you suggesting taking Yiner Diaz out of the lineup?
No, I'm not suggesting anything.
Well, you can't
of the
play
sort.
All these guys.
I'm
you
not suggesting
play,
anything.
You want to play
sort.
Jolks? You want to play Myers? You want to play Giner? Who doesn't
what
get
about
to play?
When Brantley comes back? You're going to pull.
He's not come. Stop. What about when Brantley comes back? What about when Lance McCullers goes a full season without injury?
I didn't say anything of the sort. Michael Brantley
what about
is
when
scheduled
James,
to come back.
What about when Harden defends in the front court? What about like
what?
None of this is happening.
Oh my gosh! Speaking of Harden, Kenyon Martin Sr.
Yeah, we'll get to his.
Yeah,
comments.
We
got
to get to that. A
it's
little
starting
bit.
To really. It's you know what? Rocket fans are starting to see. Hey, no. All these guys who played basketball think it's a bad idea.
Here's the thing, and he at the end of it, it doesn't matter what we all think. It's what Tillman thinks. Does he, if he has an undying
yeah,
love for
true.
James, that's it. That's it. It doesn't matter what we think. I mean, that's all there is to it. Who signs the checks? I don't know what the situation is over there. I don't know, you know, is this a Tillman move? Is this, or does Patrick love it? Is Rafael Stone love him? I don't know. I don't know what it is. I'm not sure what it is. I'll try to find out, but. The fact of the matter is that I think somebody over there really wants James back, while the vast majority, and if you are somebody, and I've heard people on this air actually say, there's no downside to bringing James Harden back. No downside whatsoever. It's actually a huge positive. There is that opinion out there.
Yeah, I don't get it.
I don't get it
I don't
either.
Think you're thinking it through. I don't think, like some of the, I think it's easy to deconstruct that argument and poke holes in it with, The argument I always see is James is a playmaker and can mentor people. There is no mentoring in his background, number one. And number two, the playmaker thing is everyone goes off of this, what he did with Joel Embiid. Joel Embiid is the alpha. James would be the alpha on this team. James would be the premier guy. And so to think that he would be deferential to players who are 10 years younger than him, I think is preposterous. That's highly unlikely that James is going to defer to players who are a decade younger and don't have the same skins in the game. And frankly, he should. That's what they need to happen. If you want James to, if you're saying James is going to be a playmaker and is just going to set other guys up, that's a comment. We can bring up. We'll have this discussion coming up next. We'll play the comments from Kenyon Martin Jr. Because this is now Paul George has said this, now Kenyon Martin Jr. We'll let you hear what Kenyon Martin Jr. says and we'll talk about it.
Yeah, we'll do it on the other side.
To the Astros, I will say Yiner Diaz plays baseball today. I think Yiner plays, but he may not play catcher, but I think he'll be in the lineup somewhere.
Yeah.
He's too hot.
Well, where are you going to, but it's got to be DH or nothing. And there's that possibility. You gotta let him cook. Let mm-hmm. him cook. Okay.
Let him cook. Today's let him cook.
No, it's tomorrow.
It's Wednesday. That's Wednesday. Right.
Wednesday's let him cook. If you want to cook, you're more than welcome to do that. But if Dusty doesn't put him in the lineup tonight, it's unbelievable. It's just unbelievable if he doesn't put him in the lineup tonight, just because there is so little reason to have Maldonado behind the plate over at more times than Yiner Diaz right now. You have to start this transition to younger players, and it's such a hole in the lineup with Maldonado up, and it's so right now it's like exciting to watch Yiner bat. It's unbelievable how hot, how on top of it he is, and yet Dusty again is the only guy that can cool him off, and we'll see if he cools him off tonight. We will hear from Kenyon Martin Sr. on the other side right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 right now. I'm talking about Chastang Ford. I'm talking about a company that is it's built on integrity, and you don't last in any business whatsoever, especially the car business, unless you have integrity. The Chastangs have been doing this in the city of Houston for 80 plus years. Chastangs have been selling cars in the city of Houston for over 80 years. And there's a reason for that. It's because of, and it's been passed down. Joe, and now Patrick, and they've been doing it the same way all of these years, is they're going to give you the best product they can possibly give you. and they're going to do it at the best price that they possibly can. They're going to work their tails off to get all of the rebates and deals they can from Ford. They're going to work their tails off to get you the best interest rate. They did this with me, and they're going to do this with you. They do this every single time. They're not going to add on. They're not going to mark up. They just don't do these things. They just don't. While other dealerships, this is what they're based on. Let's get as much as there's some car dealerships, they have meetings. You didn't get enough of add-ons on this. They didn't get the window etching or the fabric seal or the paint seal. We got to sell it harder. Sell. No, that's not the way they do it at Chastain Ford. What do you want in your vehicle? That's what you're going to get at Chastain Ford. Build it your way. ChastainFord.com at ChastainFord.com or on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead, 5 minutes from downtown, Chastain Ford.
ESPN 97.5, the only Houston sports station with a bidet.
And the bidet, is it in good working order, the bidet?
Welcome back to the Veritex Community Bank Studios on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Here now is the outrageously tanned, dark meat, white guy, and his zany Caucasian sidekick. It's John and Lance.
I'm the dark meat guy. Del hates it when I say that. Del's like, don't rub your skin and don't call yourself dark meat. Okay? I don't know why. I don't know why he hates that. Because am I, would you consider me a breast?
No. Or, but after watching Gamora, I'm not done with Gamora. I'm on season two. But after watching Gamora, yeah, there are, the Mediterranean skin is a more olive.
Yeah.
Is a much more olive.
It's a thigh. We're a thigh. Okay.
Yeah.
That's what we are.
Yeah. Chicken thigh.
You're like a breast.
No. Well,
yeah, you're white like that. Yeah.
No.
Yeah. You're white meat.
I can burn. But I can tan also.
No. You're white meat. There's no way around it. You can. Oh, well, you can burn a breast.
I'm pork.
Can burn a chicken breast.
The other, but with good flavor. It has good flavor.
You're the other
high
white
in sodium.
Meat? You're poke?
I'm the other white meat.
You're the other white
high meat. High in sodium. Chicken breasts are just, it's so boring. And
I don't know. I cook them
no
slow
flavor.
On my grill. They're delicious.
They can, they're never going to have great flavor. You got to.
Yeah, salt and pepper them up.
Yeah. Chicken thighs. You almost can't screw up chicken thighs.
No, I know. That's me.
You almost can't.
That's me.
It's not you.
You can't screw it up.
That's me.
That's me. Yeah. All right. So there's that. So the question is, time and again, is do you want James Harden here in your city again?
Why do I have to keep answering no?
Well, no, you are.
Why do you force me to keep answering that question?
You continue to answer no. Yes.
It's funny. True. There is a split between fans, but people who know basketball like me and you and former players, because we're basically
right,
like
we're
former,
we're
players,
like with former
our,
players
with
right.
our mindsets.
Right.
Everyone is like, First it was Paul George who said it to Jalen Green's face. Like, you don't want James. James is not going to, like, you're not going to learn. And really, his thing was, it wasn't anti-James. He's like, you're not going to learn how to, if you're going to be a star player, you got to learn, you got to go through the star player stuff. It's not about some other guy, you watch him do it. You got to go through double teams, triple teams. No one's getting triple teamed, but, you know, that's just a thing people say. Double teams, triple teams, learn how to get your shot. In other words, you know, fail and succeed at the last second shot, at coming up big in the fourth quarter and all that stuff. And you got to go through it. To be a star, Jordan did it. Olajuwon did it. You know, LeBron did it. LeBron was a star player coming up, but he still needed to go through all that stuff. He just did it very, very quickly. Everyone who's a great player has had to go through that. And you think of the all-time greats, they weren't coddled. Like when they had veterans, it was a veteran who really was a much smaller ancillary piece or complementary piece. James is not a complementary piece. Everyone keeps thinking he's going to be. Never in his career.
No.
Can you find that other than when he deferred to KD and when he deferred to... There's no KD on this team and there's no...
Well, who put out
Joel
the report
Embiid.
Last week that James said, or the week before that James said, you know, I've got to be
Chris
focal
Haynes.
Attention.
Chris Haynes, who's tight with all the players.
Yes.
He said, I want to play the way that I'm comfortable playing, which is to have the ball in my hands.
Right. And that's and I'm, he wants
and
to
people
get back.
Point to his assist leading the league in assists. Listen, there's no Joel Embiid on this team. There's a who's going to demand the ball. There's a very good player in Alperen Şengün, but I just think that and not to mention, I don't know that James's approach to the game is really what his approach is. You know, even in the playoffs, he's rolling out to Vegas. I mean, James's approach is maybe not the approach that Udoka wants to build, but it, as you mentioned previously, probably doesn't matter. It's only thing that's going to matter is Tillman Fertitta okay with not going after just the devil he knows in James Harden. Because frankly, you can there's other players you can go after. Supposedly the Rockets started following Draymond Green on social media, on Instagram. What do you think of that?
I don't who's following who on Insta? So
that's kind of been one of those things that You know, when you're going after a player, when you're going to make a run at a player, you want that player to see. This is a different generation. This is not you. You want that player to see, we're following you. It's like a sign of respect.
Oh, my gosh. I'm following you, so now I have to give you a four-year, $180 million deal.
No, you don't have
deal.
To, but when the conversations, I'm following you now. When the conversations arise, you can say, he can look and say, oh, the Rockets
Here's
are
my
following.
Issue is how many years and what it's going to be. If it's a two-year deal, okay, do it.
For
okay,
James or fine. Draymond?
James.
Yeah, it's not. James is not taking 2 years.
Yeah, neither is Draymond, probably. You know what I'm
Draymond's
saying?
Draymond's
going to
want
to this is going to be a Jose Abreu deal.
It's going to be 3 years.
Yeah. James might be a four-year deal. And
no
it's going to be.
I don't think anyone's
And it's going to be a Miguel Cabrera deal, okay? Where you're just. His OPS is going to be 500. James's OPS is going to be 500 at the end. Here is Kenyon Martin Sr. Before there was Kenyon Martin Jr., there was Kenyon Martin Sr., mm-hmm. who was a good basketball player, for those of you who don't know. And here he is talking about the possibility of James Harden to the Rockets.
No. Like James has made his mark in his league. He's done what he had to do. I just don't think you putting him in a situation where your core guys that you are depending on are 19, 20, 21, 22 years old. Because you stunt their growth and their development. If you're depending on Jalen to be this superstar that you're trying to put him in role to be, then I think it's going to stunt Jalen's growth and Jabari and Şengün and those kids who you drafted first round high, who you feature, who you depend on. I just think James, the way he demands the ball and his style of play right now, will stunt their growth. And I don't think that's fair to them. Yeah. But I don't sign the checks.
Yep, that's the whole key is what does Tillman think? That's it. What does Tillman think? What does Patrick think? What does Rafael Stone think? That's it. That's all that matters here. We can wish and want and all of that stuff. We didn't pay $2.2 billion for the team. So they're going to do that. They're going to make that decision. And listen, the best years that Tillman owned the team, James Harden was in charge, right? Those are the best years. Tillman, I could see after these last 3 years going, man, we got to get back to, some winning basketball, some fans in the stands. We got to get some, James was a winner here. James took us to levels that we can't even think about right now.
Those are the good old days.
They were the good old days.
Oh, well. When you try to go backwards, it doesn't work very often.
It was purgatory because you were never getting to heaven with James. And you ain't getting to heaven now with James. And that's the problem for me, is you're going to be back in and I don't even know that it's going to be purgatory, to tell you the truth. James had you right there in between, on the doorstep of heaven, and yet can't get there. Cannot get there. And I don't even know if you're going to get to the doorstep. What James, are you a playoff team right now with James?
No, I don't think so.
You don't think so? I think you're a you're fighting seven, eight, nine, ten. Yeah,
I think you're fighting play-in potentially, but my whole thing is about trying to build towards a championship. To me, plugging somebody in for 2 or 3 years, there's a lot of people who see that as that's the jump start that they need. But what I see it as is in some ways, and so do the players. Obviously, so does Paul George and Kenyon Martin, because they've said the same thing. Is it's kind of arrested development. It's going to retard the growth of key players who need to experience certain things. Everybody who's a young person who grows, you have to go through some failures and some successes so that you get that under your belt. and you know what it's like. And if you don't, if you're not doing that, it can be difficult, especially when you're counting on these guys to be really, really good players. So if James comes, there will be some positives to it. It's not completely negative. I mean, from a basketball standpoint, there will be some positives. But I think you can what bothers me is that there's not an understanding that there are other players who can – why it's only one player, like that's the only player in the league that could possibly help mm-hmm. you, is beyond me. There's a lot of players in the NBA. There's guys who can be traded for. There's guys who are going to be free agents. There's, you know, there's different ways to approach this where you have guys who are, you could go get somebody who's going to be part of your core that you expect to be together for the next 5 or 6 years, not, you know, 2 to 3 years. And I don't know why so many people have a hard time with figuring out that there are players other than just the guys you know who have played for your team before. There's a lot of players who are younger and who could be with you longer, and who could be part of the culture that moves forward and you hope builds towards a championship. That's what I'd like.
What would you give up? I'm seeing, and there's even an article in the Chronicle this morning about, or no, it wasn't. It was somebody, I think it Roosh or somebody's putting out there, moving up to get Brandon Miller. Moving up to 2 to get Brandon Miller. What do you give up to get Brandon Miller?
I mean, Brandon Miller is considered almost universally now the number 2 pick, not Scoot. We all thought it was going to be Scoot, and most people have Brandon Miller. I would say.
Remember, I told you that a while ago. I got that information from the team. The Rockets have thought,
So they'd probably have to go to 2. I would say a jump up to 2 could cost them. You flip-flop 4, and you got to give them a player of some consequence. So. Jayshon is a guy that some people like. I think Jayshon Tate has value, but he's a very specific type of player. So who's at 2 right now?
Jalen?
No. Who's got the number 2 draft?
Oh, is Nick? It OKC?
I'm trying to remember.
Charlotte.
They need a lot. You know, they'd probably take a look at KJ Martin. What's KJ Martin's contract status?
This is the last year.
That's the problem.
Unless
you want to do it.
Did they drop a 5-9 on him? If they dropped a 5-9 on him, he would be restricted next year. But if they didn't, if it's just at the 1-9, then he's an unrestricted free agent after the season. I haven't seen whether or not they dropped. They have to give him like $4 million more this year to keep him restricted next year.
Fully guaranteed 2 days before the start of moratorium. Okay, that was old. So now. Club option guaranteed, deadline 6/29, full guarantee 2 days before start of moratorium.
Yeah, so you still got time.
Right now, it's club option. Right now, it's at 1 point. It's just 1.9.
Yeah, that's what I said. 1-1, but it would be 5-9.
Okay.
Yeah, if they give him that. But, you know, it's $4 million more, but you have him restricted after next year.
He's a guy that I would sign.
He would, yeah.
I would sign him.
Love his athleticism.
I try to sign him to a 3-year deal, let him hit the market again at age 26, potentially, which would be a benefit to him, and just say, look, try to go $7.5 million a year. The 3-year, $22 million. Will you take that? Because if you're good, you're gonna hit the market and you're gonna command money at age 26. So I don't know. I would try to, and it also gives me a tradable commodity too. You want to give him, frankly, you want to give him enough money that he is a tradable commodity. If that's your plan, you might want to give him $8.5 million to raise it up a little bit to help you maneuver a trade if you need to. But he's a guy that I would consider moving for. If you really like Brandon Miller, you're basically trading, you know, you're trading 2 players for 1. But in basketball, that's if you find the right 3 players and then 3 fill-ins and a couple solid bench guys that you can bring in through free agency or, you know, occasionally draft. Well, that's not really the Rockets' MO over the years, not for several years. Yeah, it's something I would consider.
Yeah. All right, 729 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, 713-780-3776. You got some thoughts. Charlie wants to get in here and talk about his Astros. We'll do that on the other side. We'll hear some sound, get some sound from Corey Jokes and from Brandon Bielak. Brandon Bielak with another nice outing.
Well, I mean, it's a Bielak outing, you know, 10 hits over 6 innings.
Yeah, but
it's not.
But you know what he does? Runs. He gets out of trouble, though.
Yeah, it's a 4.5 ERA. It's who he is.
Yeah. No. That's pretty average. He's pretty average. That's a major league average right in that neighborhood. You know what isn't average is Canstead and Dublin. These are ways for you. It's above average because it's a way for you to stop with your chewing. Guys, I talked about this plenty. I don't know. She hates it. Okay. You put the dip in and there's the black on your teeth and the spitting and the stinky and you smell and it's awful and there's spit on your shirt and it's just awful. Just terrible. Clean it up. Clean it up. Okay. And maybe, and well, I can't find a girl. Well, no wonder you can't find a girl because of that. Okay. So stop. Get you some Canstead or Dublin. Go to 975dip.com, 975dip.com. See all the different flavors. See what it's about. Hemp in a pouch made of hemp with CBD oil, which is unbelievable, which is awesome, as opposed to the nicotine and tobacco, which is killing you. It's going to help you. You don't spit all over the place. You swallow it because it's CBD oil. It's helpful and not hurtful. You want to be helpful and not hurtful. I need you right now to go to 975dip.com. She needs you to do that. 975dip.com.
You're watching ESPN 97.5 with your ears.
High definition.
Blue Star medicated ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Hi, Robert Downey Jr. here. Did you know that over $10.3 billion was lost to online crime last year alone? Online crime is a huge problem. It affects everyone, and that's why I've partnered with Aura. Aura gives you the tools you need to stay safe online. Fraud and identity theft protection, a password manager, parental controls, and more. Sign up for a free 2-week trial today at aura.com/Robert.
Let's get back to John and Lance on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. More importantly, let's get back to the guy who does all the actual heavy lifting on this show, RJ. Hang in there, brother. Everybody listening knows who's the real hero here. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's RJ and these two guys.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. You remember yesterday when you said, when we were talking about Rose Zhang?
Yeah.
Okay.
Rose
a good summer. Zhang, the golfer. She won this week on the LPGA Tour.
Oh, not Rose.
Not Rose.
Oh, okay.
No, you remember, and you said, well, if she's Tiger Woods, then I want to hear about it.
Yeah.
She is Tiger Woods.
I saw a lot of stuff on her yesterday. Yes. We talked about it. I'm like, okay, she was a big, it was a big deal.
So in April, she won, you know, they've got the amateur at Augusta National, the mm-hmm. women's amateur. She won it. Mm-hmm. Then she won the NCAAs in May, which is her second year of winning the NCAAs.
Okay.
And then she just won on the PGA
Tour. That's Tigery.
That's no.
How old is she?
20.
That's Tigery.
It's very Tigery.
Was she ever on a Jimmy Fallon hitting golf balls when she was 3 years old? Or
was Jimmy Fallon around 17 years ago? Probably not.
Probably would not. Would have been David Letterman. It would have been Leno still. Letterman or Leno, yeah. Letterman would have still been there.
But it would have been a day show. Mike Douglas was during the day.
It was?
Yeah, it was on during the day. Yeah.
Well, those things are taped during the day.
It would have been. Who's?
Yeah, she could still be. It would have been taped during the day.
Yeah,
she
still could have been. Yeah, they're taped at 5 o'clock, right. Yeah.
I went to one of those in New York.
Yeah,
I did too. I had one of the sax player. I met him when we were out drinking at this bar called the Carlisle. It's awesome. In New York, it's the bar is Bimmelman's inside the Carlisle, and it was a 2014 draft when the Texans got Jadeveon Clowney, and so me and my man John Pollard went in, and we caught this 3-piece band with Lost in Harris, and it was phenomenal. You know, had drinks, but I got a little too liquored up, had to go Irish goodbye. But this guy in there in the three-piece band is a guy named Ian Michael Hendrickson, I think his name is. And they call him now, they call him the White Root. He's with the Roots now. He's the white guy who plays sax. And so he was gigging before. Now he works, you know, he's with the Roots.
Okay.
They call him the White Root. Anyway, he was doing it then, and he told us he would get us tickets if we ever wanted to Jimmy Kimmel show or Jimmy Fallon show. This is in 2014.
Mm-hmm.
And so I took it up on him, took it up with him either, I think, 2 years later, 2016, and went to a show. And have you ever been to one of those shows?
Yeah.
Yeah. Which one did you go to?
I went to Letterman.
Okay. It's interesting. They had some kind of game that they played with one of the guests. It's interesting to see it in person.
Yeah.
It's not any better. I think it flows better on TV.
It does flow better on TV, but it's neat. It's neat.
Yeah, yeah, it's cool to go see it. Yeah, it's always much smaller than you think it's going to be.
So this is what we're talking about with Rose Zhang?
Oh, how did we get to this?
Tiger was on that.
Yeah.
She wasn't.
Yeah. See, people who say they're ADD, I'm like, have you lost 100 things on a plane and started talking about a Jimmy Fallon in the middle of a Rose Zhang? No.
No.
So don't tell me you're ADD. I'm so ADHD. No, you're not. You don't know what it means.
Let's get Charlie in here. Let's talk about his Astros. Hey, Charlie.
Hey, good morning, guys. Can y'all hear me good?
Yeah, we can hear you. What's up, Charlie?
Hey, I just want to give props. I wanted to say a few things if y'all let me, but I want to give props to the Astros arm system. And that person, big ups to Jim Crane, who has a foresight, set up this team, like the personnel to turn out just production after production from each guy. And, I feel like this rebuild is like a true blessing, because it could have gone the other way. It could have gone the White Sox way, but they messed up the rebuild. Now they got to do another 15 years to get good again. And I don't know if y'all heard that that White Sox fan rant from that Chicago sports station. Man, if y'all get a chance, y'all should hear it, because that could have been us right there. And my last thing is one of my favorite things to do is just go back to the ALCS 2022 podcast of the Yankees, the WFAN, and Yes Network, just to hear them cry and like bitch and moan about their team and how much they punch, and then just lap up on the ass. That's one of my, I think it's funny to hear, but yeah, I just want to touch on that.
Appreciate it, Charlie.
Apparently, I have not heard this. It was in early May. White Sox fan goes viral with epic 7-minute rant, the infamous rant. White Sox went on one of the most legendary rants. This might be worth listening to. It's long. But also, if it's really good, right, it might be worth listening to. It's 7 minutes long.
Well,
and that would allow us to just hang out.
Well, here's what we need to do is if Yanni brings us food, you know, we could have food to eat while the 7-minute thing plays.
Go with something else.
Then we wouldn't be eating on the air.
Yeah, but that's not happening. So what else do you
have? I know. Yanni's a jerk like that. But this segment is brought to you by Damaris Barbecue's B-Man Frito Pie.
Mm-hmm.
Beans, brisket, cheese, and, of course, Fritos. Just like in middle school, only way better. Hit Damaris today for lunch or dinner and see for yourself.
You didn't have Frito Pies in the North. Y'all didn't even have pumps on a bike.
Yeah, we did. Yeah, we didn't have pumps on a bike.
Did you open the bag or did you put it in a...
We had Frito. We did have Frito Pies.
Did you open the bag and put the chili in there?
No.
Yeah. Open the bag, you put the... That's one way to do it. You just open the bag, you put the chili in there.
No, we're civilized. We put it in a bowl.
We put mustard.
Yeah.
You can put onions, but I'm kind of an anti-onion guy.
We're civilized, so we didn't do that.
You're not civilized. Yeah,
we put it in a bowl. We put chili on top of it.
You could do that, too. You could do that, too. But at the ballpark, they're not doing that.
With cheese on top, it's good. Kids don't like onions, so we didn't put them on there.
No. No kids like onions.
No. Corey Jalks likes being on the All-Star ballot. Mark Berman asked him about... We don't have it? What happened? Okay. Okay, do you have Bielak? You got Bielak? Okay, let's hear from Brandon Bielak. Listen, you can poo-poo Brandon Bielak all you like, okay? Go ahead. Oh, he had 10 base runners.
No, he's all right. I don't want to oversell. Oversell Brandon Bielak.
No. I'm not overselling Brandon Bielak. I'm saying you want to talk... like Charlie just talked about, could turn into the White Sox. But instead, you got guys that actually step up in a championship culture and perform under pressure when they're not way exceeding what you believe in with them.
What Brandon Beilak deserves, a attaboy. And then you move on to the next guy. He doesn't deserve to. You don't dwell on his performances.
The dude is going out there every 6 days and he's giving you his heart.
Attaboy.
Okay.
Keep it up. We're going to keep paying you.
No.
For doing your job.
Okay.
He's doing his job.
I don't think you understand.
Do your job. He's not going JP France.
They are going so deep into next man up. Brandon Beilak was not. Brandon Beilak.
God. I'll send him Tiff's treats or something, or one of those edible flower, fruit arrangements.
One of those cupcakes.
Yeah,
those
send any of that stuff. That's fine. And then we can be thanks for doing your job.
Oh, my
this
gosh.
This isn't JP France throwing a no-hitter through five innings. It's six innings, three runs, and not even six innings. Five and whatever it was, three runs and 10 hits. That's fine.
I mean, what in the...
Why do you go crazy over Brandon Beilak?
Because Brandon Beilak has stepped up.
He's not working for free.
Brandon Beilak has stepped up and given you the pleasure of continuing wins at the major league level.
You know what? This year his ERA is better than I thought. His whip is
3.35. Is that any good?
His whip is worse. 1.487.
It's okay. You know what? Bends.
He's all right.
He bends, but he doesn't break.
He's all right. He's got three complete games.
Oh, is that okay? He bends, but doesn't break? Is that okay with
you? He's got three complete games.
He's got three complete games?
Of course he doesn't. The fact that Dream is starting
has
to look.
Three complete
nobody
games.
In baseball has had three complete games over the last 5 years, probably.
No,
that was clearly just meant to see if you would say exactly.
Look at these starts he's given you. Five innings, one run, six and two-thirds, three runs. I mean, Brandon Beilak is the hero that you needed at this point in your life.
He's been solid. He's done his job.
He's got a 3.35.
That's great.
Who's got a better ERA, he or Verlander?
He or France?
He or Verlander?
Okay. You're the one who wants Beilak over Verlander and France over Verlander.
Right now.
This is the worst take that you've ever had. This take will be gone by the end of July.
Right now, I want him.
Right now, when everything's going in your favor.
Just want to know who's better this season.
It's still Justin Verlander, still the better pitcher.
Oh, is he?
Yes.
Okay, whatever.
Who do you want for the next 10
starts? He's got a better ERA.
Who do you want for the next 10 starts? I'll tell you what I'll do. Verlander versus Beilak, 10 starts. I will bet you that, and I'll give you 2-1, that Verlander has a better ERA over the next 10 starts than Brandon Beilak.
I don't know if I want to do something like that.
I'm giving you 2-1.
I don't know if I want to do something like that, but I do know who's been better so far this year. Okay. I'm going to go with my man, Brandon Beilak.
I know you are.
Okay.
Nobody loves Brandon Beilak harder than you, not even Mrs. Beilak. Mrs. Beilak wishes he would pick his shoes up and take the trash out on time. Your Brandon Beilak love is unconditional.
Yeah. Okay. All right. 713-780-3776 is the number to hang out with us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776. The Indianapolis Colts got a jolt this week. We'll talk about that. On the other side, right here.
That's stuff you just don't need.
You just don't need
like
it in
your life. You're trying to integrate a rookie quarterback into the offense. You got all this stuff. And then you'll find out in a second. And then you get like, oh, boy.
Oh, good. Oh, good.
Now we got something new we can deal with.
You know what? I've got something new I've got hair, okay? Do you want hair? Yeah, you need hair. Everybody, listen, if you're balding, if you're a receding hairline or you got a giant bald spot in the back, why? Don't do it. You don't have to. You don't have to anymore. What you need is Doc Linville. Doc Linville can, listen, it doesn't matter how much hair you have. And oh, by the way, it's thinning, Doc. Well, maybe does the PRP, in which generates growth in your hair, and you don't do the NeoGraft. But if you want to do the NeoGraft, if he feels like, oh, no, the NeoGraft can absolutely help you, takes the hair from the back and side of your head, puts it on top where it belongs, and that hair doesn't go away because it's the side hair, and it stays in there forever. Look. It is just such an easy and great process. Anesthesia that lasts 3 days long. It's so unbelievably good. The results are fantastic. You're going to love it. All you got to do is start the process. Go to 975hair.com, 975hair.com. Tell Doc you heard it right here.
We're ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, not the home of the Houston Texans. Not sure they even like us.
Rock and roll!
The preambulatory NFL person. The godmother of quality footwear. You found the trench.
Get in the trench.
From the Veritex Community Bank Studios on ESPN 97.5.
Boy, does Alex Manoa suck. He is so... Alex Manoa was on tour last year. He had himself a really nice year, and he did a lot of talking, yeah. Alex Manoa.
Yeah, that's right. He did.
He had a lot to say last offseason. Not a lot to say this one. Okay.
Bombs away.
Yeah, boys, he suck. The Astros just destroyed him again. He is bad. He's just throwing up meatballs. That's good to see. Toronto's always is so talented, and they'll be
Dude,
right
he's
around there.
1-7 now.
He's awful. No, he's awful.
A whip, but his whip is still below 2, though.
Is it? Oh, yeah. Good.
1.897.
Oh, wow. That's really, really
just
bad.
Horrific. 6.36 ERA. The Astros put it on him, but you know he's not like he's only won 26 games in his career. It's not that many wins to be talking as much as he talks.
Yeah. Jessica Mendoza right now is talking about OU Oklahoma softball.
15. Yeah, but last year he was 16-7. Yeah, I mean he had a really good.
Oh,
year
he had a great year last year. Oklahoma's 51 straight wins.
They lost their first game of the year.
And
no, they're 59-1. So
yeah,
they're 59-1. So they're 59-1. They're looking for their third straight national championship. How are they doing it?
They're good.
They're just the juggernauts of college, they just
everybody.
College
that's like the Alabama football, Georgia football,
Georgia football. Georgia now football. We've changed it.
Well, yeah.
Nick doesn't like it. He wants to get back to. Now we need to pay players all equal amounts, so no one has an advantage.
Yeah. Well, and there's. Okay, we got to get to that, too. There's an NIL convention going on. Holy crap, the stuff that's coming out of that. But we got to talk about this Colts, Isaiah Rodgers. Isaiah Rodgers is an idiot, okay? Mm-hmm. Dude is making $2.7 million. He's got a $2.7 million contract.
Well, he's on the brink. Like, he's one of those guys that may not make it, you know. He's not, like, set up for life. Isaiah Rodgers is one of those guys who, at any season, this is not guaranteed money. He could cut at any point.
So do you feel like you're going to be on the road to financial security if you're breaking a major rule at your job and you're betting $25 and $50 per? You feel like that's a better road to financial security? Or, you know, just taking your money and playing the best football you can.
Well, now here's something I need you to answer. Is it a 10-team parlay?
Well, there's that, right?
You could... extraordinary. It's easier to make an NFL team than hit a 10-team parlay.
It probably is. It absolutely. There are way more NFL players than there are 10-team parlay payoffs. So, oh my goodness. Could it be any dumber? He's a cornerback and kick returner for the Colts. Allegedly, he has made hundreds of bets, $25 to $50 bets, using a friend.
How'd they find out?
Somebody ratted him out, dude.
You think so?
Well, it wasn't on his account. It was on a buddy's account.
So how would they find out?
Maybe he didn't pay up his $25 and $50 bets.
Do you think somebody just said?
And somebody came out. I don't know. Approximately 100 bets were placed on the account over an undisclosed amount of time, including on Colts games. This is a huge no-no. Huge no-no.
Well, now, although there was at least one low four-figure bet.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, right. Although there was at least one low four-figure.
That's
That is some, you know, obviously $1,000-some bet.
I wonder if that was a trigger, if it was on the Colts, and if that was one of those triggers where you're going 25 to 50, and if and that pops with – because remember now, the NFL is – their draft partners are now – I mean, their gambling partners are, let's see, BetMGM, DraftKings, and maybe FanDuel. I think those might be the three. So they have access to that – those – they have access – I would assume they have access to those, you know. They probably have anybody's name who pops up in there. You know, there's probably an algorithm that if a name pops up.
The news comes after a report by sportshandle.com, which cited an investigation into a Colts player's pervasive betting, including wagers placed on his own team. The player was not named in the report, nor did team officials reveal his identity. However, Isaiah Rogers has come forward. He says this: I know I've made mistakes, and I'm willing to do whatever it takes to repair the situation. The last thing I ever wanted to do was to be a distraction to the Colts organization, my coaches, and my teammates. I've let people down that I care about. I made an error in judgment. I'm going to work hard to make sure that those mistakes are rectified through this process. It's an honor to play in the NFL. I've never taken that lightly. I am sorry for all of this. So
he's doing everything he can. Yeah. He'll be done for the year.
At least a year.
He may not come back. I mean, he's more of a return guy who has some ability to play like fifth wide receiver, sixth wide receiver.
He had a chance to start this year with the trade of Stephon Gilmore.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he's a return guy, which is a positive. I think if it's only a year suspension, he'll probably play again. We've had guys get suspended.
I don't know. I mean, Calvin Ridley's different than Isaiah Rogers. Rogers has been trying to he's just been trying to hang on. But he's I said fifth wide receiver, he's fifth corner, but I don't know. I mean, he's 25 maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe he's coming out quickly cuz he knows. I think his agent said, "Dude, you got to come out, be contrite, admit it. Yeah. You're not good enough. You don't have the skins in the game to take any chances here." And they're probably hoping he gets the sixth game and not the full season. That's probably what they're hoping. But even then, I don't know if he'll make the team. Like, the Colts will probably just move on from him. So my guess is he won't be a Colt because they got to have players on the roster. So I don't know. We'll see what happens. He is a pretty good kick returner, but what does kick return mean anymore? He's just booted out of the end zone.
Yeah, now you can you gotta fair
be a
catch
good
it.
Punt, you got to be a good punt returner now to play in the league.
Kick return, we never even talked about the fair catch rule for the kickoffs now.
Yeah, I don't really think it's the same thing college does. Everyone's acting like, what? This rule is going to end football. They do it in college already. We've already seen it. Just move to the 25. You know what else? This is something I've realized. The initial outrage and
everything.
Outrage is a little much sometimes, but the initial gnawing of, you know, concerns, like my concerns over throwing to first base. This is terrible because you're fundamentally changing a game, because if you throw to first base twice, you get to a third one, then they can basically take off running. I've never even seen it be an issue at all. There's less throwing to first base now. And then how about this? The net along first and third base. This is going to ruin my sight line. I'll never be able to watch baseball again because of the net.
Right.
I can't see it. I don't even think about the net anymore.
No. And you know, as opposed to being impaled by a broken bat.
And it's way safer. Yes. It's way safer.
Yeah, it's horrible.
The UFC, thing. When I used to watch UFC when it started, was bare knuckles, right? Yeah. It was you'd get taped up. And then when they added gloves, I'm old enough to remember, and some of you MMA fans can remember, the talk about adding the gloves was, well, now that's going to ruin everything. You're putting gloves on, they're small gloves. It's not only did it not ruin everything, much ado about nothing. Pitch clock, much ado about nothing. Throwing to first base, it turns out, much ado about nothing.
Not if you ask Max Scherzer.
Well, yeah, I'm not
listening
to Max. He's cranky old baseball
guy.
Yeah,
he is.
The net down first and third baseline protects fans. All the, and it turns out to be nothing.
Yep.
Like, most of these things turn out to be nothing.
Yep. And, well, this gambling thing
And I think the fair catch rule, I watch it in college football.
Yeah.
It's nothing. You'll just start the 25 and we'll move forward. That's all it is.
That's all. 758 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776, the number. If you'd like to get in here, 713-780-3776. Keith, we'll get you on the other side. But quick one here, don't you go anywhere.
ESPN975.com. This is the way.
This is the way.
This is the way.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.